Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to It's All in the Word Ministry, your host, Reverend Dorothy Hall. I continue to thank God for each and every one of you that are listening to the program and hope and pray that the program will be a blessing to you and it will help you spiritually. It will be a blessing to you. And it also will help you know the Word and our God's Son, Jesus Christ, a little better, that you will be able to form a personal relationship with Him. And most of all, that you will be saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. Know that Jesus died and He arose for all of our sins. They have already been paid for. If we confess our sins, He is faith and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that good to know that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, the Father, pleading our case like a lawyer in a courtroom. He's our advocate, our intercessor, our mediator between us and God. And that's good to know that we got somebody that's pleading our case for us, that we may have another chance to make it in. If I can just make it in, I won't mind the work I've done. I won't mind the race I've won. I count it all as one if I can just make it in. My church home is Living Water Restoration Church, and we are located at 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. The bishop is Charles Sheila Jr., Pastor Evangelist and Shirley. Our morning service is from 8 a.m. in the morning, every Sunday morning, at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you're in that area and would like to just stop in and worship with us, we will be glad to have you. We're going to have a short prayer. I'm going to read some of it, and I'm going to relate some of it and pray that God will just use me in a mighty way. My daily prayer is that He transform me to be more like His Son Jesus. The same mind that was in Him, I want that same mind to be in me. And I know only God can make the change. I want Him to fill my cup and let it overflow. And I know He said, ask and it shall be given. And I'm asking Him for that daily. That's my daily prayer. That He let me decrease as He increased the more in my life. Our Father in heaven, make of all mankind, create a very good and perfect gift. My hope and all hope is God. You're the beginning and you're the end. You're the first and you're the last. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way. Allow me to view a brand new day. Lord, I thank you. You didn't have to wake me up this morning, but I'm so glad that you did, Lord God. Then I was closing my right mind. So many is not in the right mind. Regulate our mind, Lord God. Only you can do it. Only certain things and all things you can do. We can do all things through Christ that strengthened us. All things you can do. There's nothing too hard for you, God. We're going to lean and we're going to depend up on you. First of all, Lord God, forgive me of my many sins. Have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness, according to your multitude. I come to mercy. Blot out all of my transgressions. Then wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sins as ever before. Create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Lord, you can take anything. Let your will be done. But just don't take your Holy Spirit from me. If you withdraw your Holy Spirit from me, I will be a walking dead, Lord God. And I don't need that. Your words, Lord God, I've a hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Then David said, when the enemy brings to you, Lord, but you're going to die. And he's always on my case with that, Lord God. I relate this scripture. I should not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Lord God, you is able to help us, Lord God. When we are fallen, Lord God, you will pick us up, Lord God. Place our feet on a solid rock, and that rock is Jesus, Lord God. He is the rock of all ages. He's the bright and morning star. He's the rose of Sharon, Lord God. He's the son of man, Lord God. He's the son of God, Lord God. He did conquer death, Lord God. He's a good shepherd, Lord God. He's a great physician, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and he's so much more, Lord God. He said, I am that I am. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, beginning and the end, Lord God. Let us look unto the hills, Lord God, from whence cometh our help. Let us realize that all our help come from you, Lord God, who made heaven and earth. Isaiah said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him, Lord God, while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon us, and he will abundantly pardon. 1 John says, in that first chapter, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Then he's going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Say, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then Paul went on to say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, Lord God. Give us a new mindset. Let us manifest the fruit of the Spirit within us, Lord God, which is in Galatians, Lord God. If you read that book, it will tell you about the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. Let me decrease as you increase the more. Fill our cup, not only my cup, Lord God. Fill our cup and let it overflow, Lord God. Let it overflow with love, mercy, goodness, faith, long-suffering, Lord. Temper and self-control, Lord God. All of the fruit of the Spirit, let it overflow, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, just have mercy, Lord God. You said in your word, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a reward of them that diligently seek him, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for bringing all these words back to my remembrance, Lord God. You said for us to study and show ourselves approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, the meaning of the word of God. Lord God, have mercy, Lord God. Let us study your word. Lord, let your people, Lord God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will all of them say and pray and seek my face and turn from that wicked way, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land, Lord God. I pray for the President of the United States, Lord God. Intervene, Lord God. Show him the direction to leave the United States of America. Not his will be done, Lord, but thy will be done. Lead him, guide him, teach him, Lord God, and keep him. Protect him and his family from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Let him be the leader that you want him to be, Lord God. It's a reason you put him there, Lord God. Now do a work on him, Lord God, only that you can do, Lord God. And I'm pleading your case, Lord God. I'm interceding for on his behalf, Lord God. Keep him in your divine care, Lord God. Continue to keep him. Give him a vision for the country, Lord God. The Senate, Lord God. Congress, Lord God. Representative. All those in leadership of in authority. I'm a pastor. I'm a bishop, Lord God. I'm a system pastor, Lord God. Just keep us, Lord God. Give him a spiritual vision for the church, Lord God. And most of all, Lord God, help your people, Lord God. Lord, we are in trouble down here. We need you to intervene, Lord God. Lord God, we realize that you are soon to come, Lord God. Every eye shall see you. Every tongue going to confess that you Lord of Lord and you King of Kings, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I can't thank you enough, Lord God. I pray for those that are nursing home, in the hospital, Shut in and incarcerated, Lord God. And I pray for that sinner, man, woman, boy, and girl that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord God. Let us intervene, Lord God. Let them know that you love them and you still care, regardless of the circumstances. You said nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. You're an awesome God. You're a merciful God. You're a faithful God. You're a loving God. You're a forgiving God, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Your mercy endures forever, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you and I praise you. And I magnify your name. You're an awesome God, Lord God. I pray for my grandbaby, Brianna, and all my grandkids, Lord God, and great-grand. Lord God, I pray for them. That you would keep them, keep my family, keep a sibling, keep my listener family, keep their sibling and their grandkids, their great-grand. Keep them, Lord God, in your divine care. Lord, and let this broadcast be a blessing to someone. If number one, turn to you, Lord God. It's all worth it, Lord. One soul, Lord God. It's all worth it, Lord God. I thank you again. I praise you, I magnify your name, because you're worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord God, none that can heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, give sight to the blind, make the lame walk, and the dumb talk, but you. Most of all, you is our salvation. You are the only one that was able to save us and restore us back into the right relationship with God. We thank you for your death, your burial, your resurrection, and your ascension, was sitting there on the right hand of God the Father, pleading for us right now, giving us another chance, confess our sins, and get it right. We thank you. Let me decrease as you increase. Not my word, but your word. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God is awesome. God is awesome. If you only knew how awesome God is. We seem to take God for granted. Take him for granted. He's no toy. He's the only one that can do anything but fail. We're going to talk about today. Trouble don't last. Always. Some of us is going through some kind of hurt. Trouble. And we're going to come from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and 17th verse. And it reads as follows. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worth for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. The 18th verse says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen is eternal. We might be going through different things. Affliction is something that causes pain and suffering. And if we haven't been there, if we haven't been hurt or gone through something, then we don't know what it's like. But if you have never gone through something, just keep on living. You will. No matter how rich you are, how poor you are going to go through before you leave this world. And I'm going to read something to you. It's in St. John, the 16th chapter, and I believe it's the 33rd verse. 16th chapter, allow me to get to it. And it reads as follows. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, Christ's world, and we will overcome too. Now, just think about it. If he went through Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of all mankind, God himself, went through something. Don't you know that we are going to go through something down here while we're here? But trouble don't last always. It's just temporary. Nothing lasts always. Everything changes. Your husband changes, your wife changes, your children change, your church changes, your job changes, the weather changes, the season changes. Trouble. Changes always happen. Some are good and some are bad. Some is not so good. But we're going to go through while we down here. Some more than others. But God knows how much we're able to bear. If you can take it, you can make it. If you make it, you can take it. Trouble don't last always. The solution to every problem that we have is all in the Word of God. No matter what we're going through, we can find it in the Word of God. The loss, the hurt, the pain, the suffering. It's all how to raise our children, how husbands are supposed to treat their wives. All that, how we're supposed to be toward the church, how we're supposed to give. And all that is in the Word of God. And most of all, it tells us how to be saved. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear being baptized in the Holy Spirit. We don't want to hear that. You got to be saved, sanctified, and the Holy Ghost filled in order to make it. You cannot make it. You can survive. You can exist. But you won't live without the Holy Spirit. That is your guide. That is your leader. That is your teacher. That is the Spirit that tells you. Acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct our path. The trouble with us, we don't acknowledge him. We go about our daily occupation, taking it for granted. Don't even say, Lord, I thank you. I get in my car, I say, Lord, I acknowledge you. Direct my path. Keep me safe when I go to the store, when I come back. Because I know what God can do. And I know he holds life and death in his hands. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. That's what the word will do. And of the joint and the marrow. The word of God, it will make you or it will break you. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. We want so much from God, but we give him so little. Live in our service to him. Live in our giving. Even in our submitting to God. When God tells us to do something, we question him. We don't want to do it. We're lagging around. He gives us all these different gifts, people, and they won't even use it. They sit on it for years at a time and won't even use it. The gift that God gave them. Trouble, and this get back to trouble, don't last our way. Different thing causes trouble. Our number one is our children. They cause suffering and pain to their parents when they make irrational decisions that we feel like it's not good for them, and we know that's not good for them. They cause pain without realizing. If you haven't been there, you wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. If you don't have children of your own, they are immature. We just got to pray for them, that God will lead them and he will fill them with the Holy Spirit so they will have something embedded within them to let them know, I have gone a little too far. I have disobeyed my parents. I have not done what I was supposed to do towards you, God. they will have the Spirit of Christ, which will lead them, guide them, and teach them, and keep them. Ask God to fill our children and our old people and our middle-aged people with His Holy Spirit. You can't survive without. You can't make it without. And I know I'm getting off a little bit, but that's okay. Trouble don't last always. I'm children. Some marriage, you have trouble in your marriage. Husband want to be a dictator. A marriage is a bond between two people. They're supposed to be as one in mind. One. When one hurt, the other one hurt. You don't hurt one another's feelings. You don't say anything to one another. You don't do anything. The husband is supposed to love his wife like Christ loved the church. And there's so many, much suffering and pain and divorces and separation and all that. And we are, say we are saved, that we are filled with the Holy Ghost, that we are sanctified. This should not be trouble in your home. It won't last always. God will intervene. Just keep on praying. Stand your ground. Wives, stand your ground. Husbands, stand your ground. Do it the Bible way, and you won't have so much trouble. God tell you how you're supposed to do. Oh, Lord, trouble in the church. Number one priority. We go to church every Sunday, some of us. We lie. We cheat. We homo. We backbite and say that we are Christian. Are Christian mean to be Christ-like? Trouble hurt. Church folks hurt people in the church. Saved people, they won't do it. But church folks come to church every Sunday. Ears are stopped up. Eyes are closed. They don't hear nothing. They go in one way and come out that same way. Nothing changed. I don't like this one. I can't stand that one. What was that one when? I didn't like this. I didn't like that. He should have done this. He should have done that. Always complaining, just like the children of Israel. I tell you, trouble don't last always, because God's going to set it straight. He's let the wheat and the tares grow together. In time of separation, I will separate. Because if we separate, the tare and the wheat look so much alike. You might pull up the wheat, which is God's people, along with the wheat, which is the tare. Trouble don't last always. On our job, Lord, we go to work. We got to deal with ungodly people, people that will say anything, that will do anything, that will don't nothing move them. But we as saints, we have to deal with it. We in the world, but we not of the world. We don't do the thing of the world, what the world do. We are peculiar people. We are separated from that. Trouble don't last our way. When we are gone through, we are never alone. For He has said, I never leave you, nor forsake you. God will take you through any kind of trouble or situation that you go through. God will take you through it. I've been there. I've done that. I know what I'm talking about. God is able to do anything. I lost my daughter, my oldest daughter, about 3 years ago. Came about a year later, I lost her baby girl, my granddaughter. And God brought me through all of that. I know what God can do. And some people have been through more than that, but I've been through in this life, I have gone through in this life. And I know what it is to have trouble in your marriage, in the church. I know what it is. I have experienced it. I have been through all that. But God brought me through it all. Our light affliction is just for a moment. God will bring you through. We should praise God when we're going through, knowing and believing that He will bring us through. If we have faith We don't see it, but we believe it, that he is going to bring me through any trouble, any situation, any hurt that I have. Give it all to God. And James said, cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you and I. He wants us to bring our problems and leave them with him, because he realized that it's too heavy for us to bear. That's why he tells us in his word to cast it all on him and let God deal with it. God can do more with people than we ever could. He will never abandon you, and he will never fail you. In Joshua 1:5, he told Joshua, after Moses went off the scene, he said, there should not be any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. That's what God told Joshua. And the words, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I change it not. He did it for Joshua. He did it for all his prophets, all his leaders, and he will do it for you now. Because he haven't changed. We just got to have faith in him and lean and depend upon him and not on ourselves. Because we can't do it, but God can. When that son and that daughter go astray, go back out in the world, pot and drink and doing everything that they're big enough to do, it troubles a parent's spirit. But yet and still, through it all, you got to continually pray for that child. They don't have no sense. You don't have no sense until you get about 40 years old. Then you begin to get some sense. God is good. He would always be with you, because God have no respect of person. And the book of Job, and Job, he went through some affliction. He went through some suffering. But he said, though he kill me, he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Job went through so much. And through it all, he trusted God. God bought him out, took everything that he had, bought him out, but blessed him in his latter days more than he did from the beginning. You see what God can do for us? If we just stay fast and just stay in the word and stay in God and let him lead us and guide us and obey his word, keep his commandment. His commandment is not grievous. John said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. That's how we prove that we love God, when we obey his word. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, tell us about all the blessing. If we hearken unto God's word, that will be bestowed upon us. Then it go on to tell you that all the curses that will come upon you, disobey, trouble, don't last always. He is wise. He's an awesome God. He is a mighty God. He's a praying God. He's a merciful God. He's a just God. He's a forgiving God. All that, and most of all, he bled, suffered, and he died on the hill of Calvary. Oh, death, where is my fame? Oh, grave, where is my victory? Had no power over him. He arose the third day with all power given to him in heaven and in earth. He can do anything that he chooses to do. He's God all by himself. He created this whole big world, and he made us in his own image and likeness. And he can do what he will with what he owns. We was bought with a price, and that was the blood of Jesus that was shed on the hill of Calvary. He bought us back, restored us back into the right relationship with God. May God bless you. May God keep you. And just remember, trouble don't last always. I'm going to be back here, Lord willing, next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Tell your friends, your acquaintance about this program. May God bless you. May God keep you and have a smile upon you. Just remember, it's all in the word. God bless. Mm-hmm.